love Might Delete Later.
I bloody hope you do. You can support our show by using the new Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment.
Just smash that link in the show description and support us now so we can keep making this podcast.
Thank you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Gina.
And I am Steve A.
And welcome to Might Delete Later, the show where we scrutinise the social media feeds of people we like and we look at their bests, worsts, and firsts posts.
Yeses. We're also sisters. We have very, very, I'd say very opposing views on social media, which is that I really don't think it's nice.
And that I really love it.
You're very good at it as well.
Thank you. This week we have Jamie Windust as our guest. They're a model, activist and editor. They also founded Fruitcake Magazine, which is an award-winning LGBTQIA magazine focusing on queer excellence. Mwah, chef's kiss. Jamie has used social media as a sort of a diary for a long time, which was interesting to talk about. And they also talked about how kind of working for brands becomes a harder job when you're trans and non-binary, which I found very interesting.
It was interesting. Jamie was very, very honest. And I think it's a really lovely episode. They're very, very funny as well.
Yeah, they are.
Funny and honest.
We recorded most of this podcast, including this episode, before lockdown, you know, before it got weird.
Apart from this intro, which is very much not recorded before lockdown.
Yes. So on the plus side, most of it, the episodes sound like they're in a studio, which they were. But you may notice that it was recorded beforehand. But, you know, this poddy is about looking at your relationship with social media. So really, it couldn't be more relevant.
So relevant. Do follow us on at Might Delete Later Pod on Instagram. So you can see all the posts that Jamie refers to in their episode. And just like have a really great week, you know.
Hi Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Whoa, Jamie, hi.
Here.
Yes, I am here. Thank you for having me. We're always that very close, and I don't know why, I just can't look at either of you.
No, yeah. Because we'd be snogging if you looked at me with that close.
Yeah, we're all facing very much forwards. But we're in a beautiful room that we're basically in the court.
We are the Members Club on Kingly Street. We've been donated a beautiful room.
Thank you.
I had my... thank you, the court.
Thank you, Henry Conway.
Thank you, Henry Conway. I had my law change party here, and it was really fun. Mm. We were all at that.
Very
and
fun.
They always show up for us. So if you're fancying a little bougie drink somewhere, then look into the court.
Oh my god, do
the staff are very
just like
good.
A silence out of spoon to the court.
Tempting addition to play.
Come to the court.
Too much.
So to start us off, Stevie Martin,
yes,
my big sister, my love, my life. Ooh. What is the thing you would delete this week?
Okay, I've immediately forgotten. Okay, I would delete. Okay, now, do we call them? I'm an old woman. Do we call them like? I want to say bum bags, but they're not, are they?
Yeah.
Are they called bum bags?
Bum bags.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, bum bag, yeah.
It's a bum bag. They're like, if I went to ASOS or any retailer, that'd be, okay, fine. I want to delete them because I can't wear them because I bought one and when I put it on, I look like I'm hiking.
Yes.
Fine. I can't wear them in like a fun, cool way. I think what I'm really deleting is being old and the concept of time passing.
That's good.
Easily
strong.
Done.
And that's strong.
I feel the same way about mesh, but we can maybe that. Can
I thought you were going to say men. Though. Same. I was like, yeah, same.
Men. Delete every man.
No, we'd never.
But I delete some, just like I delete some facets of aging.
Oh my god, I'm fine. With you. Others I'm with are great. You.
Like, I couldn't do a podcast if I was 22 because when I was 22, the age of Jamie, I like spoke like this and like had no self confidence.
Yeah, I was like, I was the same. I had nothing to say at that point.
Yeah,
I still have nothing to say.
No,
at this
you
point.
Definitely do. That's the difference between
now.
Us.
Now we're going to interview you. Rubbish. So what would you delete, Gina?
I think I would delete Radox bath. Stuff
that's very brand specific.
Yes,
tell us for why.
I think I would delete bad stuff. No, I think I'd delete Radox bad stuff.
Look, back yourself.
The reason for being is that every time I use it, I think it's spicier than I want, and also it doesn't ever give me enough bubbles. Like when I was a kid, I thought that like bubble baths would be like 5 feet high, and you'd be like, oh, I can't see mum, and like, oh, I can't get out of it.
Because you were small, yeah. That was the difference. Oh, you were very small, so the bubbles are very big,
and we all know you love a bubble.
Yeah, but that's because I have to work so hard for it.
Mm.
I have a
you did an Instagram stories about how to get a bubbly bath. I know. Like, Ross's running out of content. She is running out of ideas.
No. I think
next campaign.
That's the post I'm most proud of.
Whenever I make a bath, I think of Gina, and that's the best way.
Me too.
Do you
flap with your hand to like really early on just to get it all going?
Yeah, there's a real thing to it. And I think that's because when I was a kid, I really, really wanted to have big bubbles. Never got them. And when I reuse Radox, I just feel like that's really, really disappointing.
Well, okay, apologies to any Radox fans.
They're not sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
Well, that's not a surprise. Because you've dragged them. Jamie, what would you like to delete this week?
I'm deleting Lewis Capaldi.
Wow. Tell me for why.
I just cannot stand him.
Oh my god, wow. Oh my god, this is such a bold move in this cultural moment.
For no reason.
Oh, so you're aware that it's irrational.
Yeah, very. Well, it's kind of rational. You know, like when people think they're like kooky.
Mm. Oh, like, yeah, overly
because
aware.
They make like a double chin.
Understood, yeah, me. Yeah, I do that, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but you're funny when you do it. Yeah, see,
I'm
funny.
Doing it now.
Funny.
She's doing it. Yeah,
he, like his adverts on the tube, not funny. His. I just don't find.
Everyone else has been like, prawns, the ocean when it's not warm. And you're like, a specific
a
person.
Full man.
Because I'm going to.
A full man.
Full living man.
I don't know. I think he's just kind of. He's just straight culture, isn't he?
Yeah.
No offense.
This is true. Yeah, he is. And he's like, I love him.
I don't know.
I love him. I think he's hilarious. And like, I love him because I'm like, he's so normal and love. Like, that's why you don't like him, because of that exact reaction. But yeah, I think actually I can understand that, yeah, he is getting a bit like, I think he's going to become a character of himself, possibly.
Mm. I think it's very difficult to function and operate within the public eye without having the backlash, like the Jennifer Lawrence backlash, where everyone was like, she's so fun and normal. And then now everyone's like, and she didn't do anything different.
No,
she was just in
true.
Films, which is her job.
Yeah.
And then that you're told to like be as fun as possible in interviews.
Yeah.
So she was. And then everyone was like, why are you being fun?
Yeah, be less fun.
And then she's like disappeared from the public eye quite a lot now. She doesn't really go to many awards ceremonies. I'm not saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is, I think it is interesting, isn't it? That, how we feel so strongly about certain people.
There's like no reason. Like, obviously, if I saw him, I wouldn't be like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I actually said once on a podcast, I want to delete you.
You'd actually be really nice. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you're successful.
And he's probably a really nice guy, but he just rubs you up the wrong way.
Yeah.
I have this with a certain very, very famous female singer. Mm. I absolutely can't. Standard,
it's
but
weird,
I would never say who, just because I'm like, nah, I can't be asked.
Yeah,
but you, some people that you just feel like, nah, they're not for me, and that's fine.
But not be Lady Gaga.
It's not Lady Gaga. I'm not.
Thank
I'm not an idiot.
You've seen A Star Is Born.
Jesus Christ.
But so let's like to kick things off, just to ease things in. What would you say characterises your relationship with social media? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you somewhere in between? What's your vibe with it?
I have a weird relationship with it.
Cool, thanks.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
goodbye.
Great.
Bye.
Bye. Really nice having you in.
Thanks for court. It's an interesting one because it's grown into something that it still has the essence of why I started it. So like I used to use it as a diary.
Oh, cool.
Cute.
This is Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, Instagram is a kind of diary. But now I kind of feel like there is a weirdness to it that's kind of not... It's not manufactured, but I have to kind of... When it becomes a business tool, it slightly gets a bit skewed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can still say what you want to say, but you have to be a bit more careful, which is fine.
But I guess if you have a diary, like an actual like written diary, and then someone was like, and now all of these people are going to read your diary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also they're going to have comments on it. There will be comments. And now, you know, your diary's sponsored. And then you're like, well, I don't know. I know what I did today, but like, what should I do if Radox, if, you know, what, yeah. Yes. Whatever.
It is interesting though, because it does, I can see why you feel like that, because we've been in a kind of similar position in terms of growth.
Yeah.
We are totally different people. We have totally different accounts.
Was it very quick for you, Jamie?
Social media for me was like normal growth. And then I've started kind of working as myself, weird, I'd say about 18 months ago.
Right.
So it kind of, in that space, it's grown quite a lot. But I remember at school, people used to be like, oh my God, Jamie's got like 600 followers.
Yeah.
And like, that was...
When I got 11 likes, I shit myself. No, do you remember when it went from normal numbers to doubles? I was like, the names aren't there. It's a number now.
Yeah, that was big.
Move aside, everyone.
Yeah, literally.
But I think, yeah, there has been growth and I kind of find it weird.
How do you deal with people DMing you, commenting you, asking things of you? Do people?
Yeah, and in the nicest way possible, the delete all.
This is what I said before and I almost was like, didn't say it on...
What is delete all?
Oh, explain, Jamie.
I don't need it. No one asks me anything.
No, so it's like it's people who don't follow you. If they message you, it goes into your like requests.
Oh God, yeah.
So then I often get lots of messages in the requests. Some are very nice. Some are not nice. Some are like, hey, can you do this big job for free?
Mm-hmm.
And I now just delete them all.
Great.
In a very... I remember the first time I did it, I felt like I'd... slapped a swan or something. I was like, this is so horrible.
That's such a good example of a thing to do that's bad.
I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, everyone. But now I literally don't feel bad.
See, yeah, I have just got to that stage for the first time. I deleted all. I actually had loads in my inbox for like 6 months and I did the delete all thing and I felt the same. I felt awful, but I think it's really good you're doing that because you just can't physically respond to that many people and also take on that much emotional labour when you're like also doing... You're putting out hundreds of pieces of stuff out for free every week as well.
Yeah, exactly. And like, even if the messages, because like some messages in there are nice, and I do feel bad when I say goodbye to the nice messages, but there's only so much thank you I can... Yes. I don't know what... I don't really like responding to people that just reply like, loved this.
I don't think they're even respecting... Like, they're not expecting a reply. Surely.
No, they're just telling
like,
you.
Like,
yeah.
You know when people like just comment like an emoji on something?
Mm.
You can't be like, thank you for that emoji. Like, you can... Cool. Like, it's
fine. And you see it and it makes you feel nice. And like, I mean, when I send stuff to people and I say like, you know... I don't actually do that a lot, but I think I used to do that a lot. I used to be like, love you, or like, I love what you do, blah, blah, blah. I sort of didn't expect a response. I just sort of expected them to see it and go, oh, that's nice. Mm. That's kind of why I did it. I didn't do it to get a response.
It's like cheerleading rather than needing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is interesting how, because you've grown a lot in the past 18 months and I've grown in the same time you have, I mean, physically and online. and that it does turn into a slightly, I think... It feels almost like it's for you, yours, right? And then it kind of becomes a slightly less yours as it grows. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, massively. And like, there's lots of, especially when you start doing like sponsored stuff or addy stuff, like there's a lot of do's and don'ts. And what I find really weird is when they're like, the timings of it, you know, like when it's like, you need to post this at this time on this day.
You get an actual time of day.
Sometimes, they'll be like, you need to do it now. And I'm like, oh, this is really... weird, but fine, sure.
Yeah, like, well, that doesn't fit in for me now, but I guess,
But I now have, I treat Instagram as very much a work tool. So when I'm working, so like traditional 9-to-5s, I delete it and then I download it in the evenings. And then before I go to bed, I delete it again.
It's a lot of admin, but it works, I think.
It is a bit annoying, but yeah.
It's not that bad to re-download it. Like, it takes a second, and it's like, I do the same at 6 p.m. I've started deleting it at night, so I can just have my evenings without it, which is good.
I also think a lot of people who work in the spaces that you guys work in obviously know how things like ads and sponsored stuff works, but people who don't, it's quite fascinating in terms of, like, do you find it sometimes quite difficult to make hashtag ad appear, like, organic and normal and fine, and it's just me, or is it just like... It doesn't matter because I'm selling something and that's fine that my followers know that I'm selling something.
Last year I had a massive situation where I just felt like shame and not shame, but like guilt for doing it. Right. I was like, I feel really guilty because it's kind of seen as quite crass sometimes to do ad content or quite basic. But I think going to back to the question, I don't feel bad trying to align a message because I just make sure I choose the right people to work with.
Yeah.
I think people will be, not to sound twattish, but with us, like, people will be surprised the amount of things we actually say no to.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Like, if we said yes to everything, our calendars and our content would be addy.
Yeah, because if you said yes to everything, you would be saying yes to so many things because we know right now that, like, everyone wants to jump on activists and campaigners. They don't care about what we're actually working for. They just, they need to be associated with that, I find, in my work. Do you find that in yours too?
So the company looks ethical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting because, like, I think me and Eugene are, no offense,
it's totally fine.
like, people are surprised. Definitely they are with me. Like, when, so, like, for example, a big brand will ask me to do something and I will obviously have, like, a message or a sway, or, like, for example, with, like, 90% of the brands that I do ad content with, I also consult with in some other way to make sure that they change what they're doing or just to continue that conversation of education. So it's not just, like, Instagram focused. And it's,
yeah, because they're not just hiring an influencer.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really interesting to see who is reciprocates that and who actually is receptive to actually wanting to change and who just wants you to post
what they want you to post.
What they want you to post and then be like, see ya.
Yeah, it's really, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I don't think people fully understand how the campaign or activist thing, whatever space that is that you're in, transforms roles. Like, it transforms being an influencer because it means you will always be having conversations that probably other people aren't. It kind of, I think what you do as well is you kind of go against the grain by dint of what you do. So when you have to work with the industry, it's always going to be a bit of a tension.
Yeah.
And I think brands that get that are the ones who are going to go really far because they understand.
Yeah, like, I've worked with amazing brands like that I'd never thought I would, like UGG. I work with UGG quite a lot. And if you were to tell me, no offense, UGG, 10 years ago that I'd be working with UGG, I would have slapped you. Like the swan. but they were honestly like the most aware people to work with because they literally were like, we're going to let you do everything and you tell us what to do because you know more about this world than we do.
Yeah, which that's why rare. They're working with you because they don't know.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, but not that though, because that's too hard. Or I don't get it.
You know? Yeah, which is so rare to find a brand that will get it. That's really good.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we're going to go through your three posts.
Delish.
So should we start with the first post?
Yes. Let's start with your first ever post on Instagram.
Oh my god, Jamie's got it.
Yeah, it's really cute.
This is the actual one.
Please go on at Mike Delete Later
Pod. Is that the actual one?
Because it's a picture of butternut squash with a face on it. Is that correct? Please, yeah, we've put up all of Jamie's posts on our Instagram.
Oh my god, the caption is so pure.
Read out the caption.
I tried to make a vegetapal. Paha. Hashtag Miranda. Hashtag smile.
I tried to make a vegetapal.
From 2013.
Vegetapal.
Right near Valentine's
Day. How old were you in
2013? Wait, you're 22 now?
So I was born in 97, so that's...
Oh my god, I want to die.
14?
None of us are.
I remember 97. Okay.
No, 16.
16.
Oh, okay. That's very embarrassing.
So you're 16 and you're making little vegetables. Look, that is so very cute.
What was the vegetable for? Do you remember what you were doing?
Yes, so have you watched Miranda?
The show?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
So
tell
like...
me.
She does this thing where she stays in and just draws on vegetables and then has lots of friends with them all.
I mean, that's adorable.
That's actually like the cutest thing ever.
And
so your social media really has changed quite a bit.
I was gonna say, yeah, would you post that sort of stuff now?
I mean, this kind of looks like me now.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but you do like a butternut squash.
And then I chose this one as well. Aww. There's another one because it's the first like actual picture of me.
Yeah.
In a beanie.
And a little woolen hat.
A
little fringe.
That actually, I used to have a pen pal on from Instagram. Oh. And she sent this to me for Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet. Cute. And no caption, weirdly, there. Just but, showing the world who you are.
But three comments. God, I wonder what
and
they say.
And 16 likes, everybody.
Thank you very much.
That's and
so,
no,
so
it's,
cute.
It's a makeup-free selfie.
A makeup-free selfie. That's
correct. It's so cute.
I have my original ginger hair. I have braces on, but you can't see them.
So when you started using Instagram, like, what were you like? Did you know why you were using it? What did you want to get out of it? Did you have any ideas about what you wanted to get out of it, or were you just like posting stuff like we all were, being like, I don't really know what I'm doing?
So it was like, so at 16, I was just about to start sick form, and my fashion was taking new heights.
Oh.
And I basically used to do that thing where you do like a massive annoying grid on Instagram and put like the worst filter on it, and I just show my outfit every day.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
write like a literal essay underneath, like, hi everyone, so I had a great day today, I had French, and
you're fashion blogging.
Yeah,
micro blogging. Yeah,
kind of. Yeah. And then I'd be like, and then I went to a coffee shop and I had a coffee on my own, and it was really fun. And then I'd be like, bye, see you tomorrow.
Oh my god
you would sign them off with bye.
Yeah. Let's see ya.
Bye from Jamie.
Come back tomorrow.
So it literally was a diary, like you say. It would, and because I thought you meant like a visual diary, but it literally was like a diary.
Yeah, really. Because I had no friends.
That's so cute, though.
Dear diary. That's so
sweet. And I guess it's... How do you feel about it now? Do you feel like... I know so much has changed for you and like, you know, oh God, your life has exploded. But do you feel like that joy's kind of gone now?
I feel like I do get that same kind of joy. However, yeah, there are lots of... kind of situations now where I feel like, because it's got to a point where so many people
are reading your diary,
I'm reading it, and also like the amount of, I went through Who Sees My Stories the other day, and I was just like, who are these?
That is weird.
Like, not in a bad way,
no, but
I was, but
it's
like,
weird. It's an inhuman thing to see.
Well, do you find stories are a little bit more, because stories are a little bit more free because they disappear, whereas main grid seems to be like serious main grid business.
Yeah.
And then stories for me feel a bit like, I still use it a bit like a diary. In fact, that like I'll just be doing something. I'm like, I've just been sat. I did a story the other day that was literally just like, I've just been sat on my coat for a bit. Like, brilliant. That's why. so uninteresting. But then like, I got quite like high engagement considering the amount of followers I got. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So people were really into this coat business. Okay, like, it's so odd. But do you kind of experiment a little bit more in stories?
Yeah, like one thing that I remember I did for like similar to the coat, it's just for fun for no reason. When I would go to a hotel or
anywhere. God, that was when I first saw any of your stuff.
I would do like a tour of the room.
No, it's genius.
This is why I started following them. It was like 2 years ago. It was so good.
And I'd be like, it'd be like the most, it'd be like a travel lodge.
It's or like any Ibis or something.
Other chain. And I would just be like, look, there's a kettle. Oh my God, there's a safe. The safe was always very interesting.
Yeah, but you used to just scream the whole time. It was
the best. Yeah, it'd be so enthusiastic.
Then I'd do the jump on the bed. And then that would be it. And now, literally, whenever I go anywhere, people are like, are you going to do a hotel story? And I'm like, sure.
If I want to?
Yeah, if you're going to pay me.
No, but people want it.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not sponsored by, like, all the hotel chains.
Correct. If anyone's listening, the Four Seasons would be good.
The Chateau Marmont.
Marmont.
Please.
You couldn't, but that wouldn't work because it would be too nice. It would be like, well, yeah, of course you'd scream over that 16-person
bed.
Well,
you'd have to be really unenthusiastic. You'd be like, oh, I guess it's got like a candelabra.
That would be way
something.
Better.
That's
like, what
you.
Is that? Yeah, that's yeah. Why me just being upset.
You'd be like,
by
oh,
everything.
There's only 5 wine glasses and 4 bottles of wine. This is so shit. Like, I'd be really upset about it. That'd be good.
But like, with this thing that everyone can see who's seen your stories, what I find scary about posts is you can't see who's seen it, but you can see what people who have seen it have done. So, like, you can see that, like, 29 people have sent it to someone.
Oh, yes, I hate that.
That
freaks me out. Or
like,
I get that too.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's the saving that stresses me out. Like, I literally get, like, some people, like, hundreds of people will just save a photo, and I'm like, where? Why?
I get more scared of the sending, because I think they're sending it being like, look at this dickhead. I'm like, 425 people have sent it to their friends and said I'm a knob.
How interesting that that's what you think when you see someone sent it, whereas when I see someone sent it, I'm like, oh, I bet they thought I was just like, had nice hair or something. Do you have a saved collection? Do you have like little collections of things that you save? Like, do you have, like, what categories do you have to save things to?
Let's look.
I've got so many saved.
You know what? It's a very good question for me.
They're all of me.
So you've just saved loads of photos of your own face. Okay, that's
this was actually
legit.
For you. Oh, people I used to go to school with. It's because I like to go back into the archives, and a lot of these are actually pictures that other people have posted of me. So if I'm like, what the hell am I going to post? I choose. Look, here's an example of the grid, which I've saved, and I now know where it is, so I can send it to you for the Instagram.
Oh, that's so great!
It's a little
perfect.
Grid of like.
You when you were what, 17?
Yeah.
Oh my god, so cute. That's a lemon jacket.
Pink socks,
isn't it?
Purple loafers.
It's actually a really strong
brand,
look, to be fair.
They're on brand.
Now we've seen your first post, and we would like to see if you have a post that you're
regretful,
not so proud of.
A post you regret.
Ah, yes. Mm. it's not really as much of a post as kind of like a series of time.
Okay.
Okay.
So like, as I said, last year was the first kind of year that I worked as me. And I think I was kind of overwhelmed with all of the opportunities. Mm. And I was very much a people pleaser last year. Well, this time last year, I was very much like a yes person. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, I'll come to your spoon launch.
Look, I'd like to go to a spoon launch.
Yeah, like, you're great. Yeah, I'll come.
Dance class on stilts.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Motocross, sure.
So like, I can't drive, but I will have a go.
I would just say yes to everything because I was like, I need to be there.
Get out there, yeah.
Yeah. And it just meant that I regret that now because I just had so many burnouts during like May to August. So I was just like, oh, why am I here? And then I did kind of like social stuff and social content stuff that I was just like not happy with, and I think I was quite blindsided by it because I was like, yeah, I'll do that. Oh my god, that's amazing. Yeah. And then
you get
like,
the opportunity and then you're like, oh.
Yeah, and like there's certain ones where like it made sense for me to do it, but looking at it now, it wasn't like the best for showcasing me as an ally, or like I didn't think outside of my own experience. I was just quite like, yeah, that's great, I resonate with that. You're doing stuff for certain privileged trans people, so that's fine. And then when that came out, lots of people were like, this is awful, what really? About all of these other people? And I was like, oh, dick move, Jamie. They pulled the whole thing, like,
wow, the branded,
yeah,
that's brilliant.
They pulled it all, they donated my fee, like we both agreed to donate my fee to charity. And then I had to put out like an apology, which I was actually really happy to do because I don't know, you know when like things online happen that you feel like your literal whole world is over?
Yeah.
You're like, this is the end. It's very narcissistic, but it's also like, it can feel quite isolating when you just open your social media and you have like 9,000 people being like, you're a dick.
That's not narcissistic because we, as humans, it's like people are in the room doing that. Like it's still, what's the word? Social exclusion, which we are as cave people, as opposed to fear, because if you were excluded from the tribe, you would die alone with no food.
Yeah, so it's a human nature to be scared of that. Mm. And like our brains
turn
also, like
on you.
Social media, that's why it's so hard to deal with sometimes, regardless of whether you have made a mistake and that is up on you.
Mm.
The reaction is still hard to deal with because I think I always talk about this, but like our brains don't know how to deal with that many people coming to us at one time.
Yeah.
And that's quite overwhealing, especially when you're in a marginalized community and
you
deal
with
all this stuff.
Get that. You wouldn't like go down the street and have like
9,000 people chasing you.
Yeah.
No.
Or
no.
Just being, or just like, I mean, I do sometimes, but like you wouldn't have like people like commenting to you in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the huge.
Yeah.
And but then your brain can't distinguish between one person, because I know when like in the past, if I've had a horrible comment from somebody or someone has made me feel bad, I go like, oh god. And then when I get it online, I feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't know, oh, it's online, so it's anonymous, so it's okay, don't be worried. Like your brain just reacts because it's being attacked and it's worried that it will be socially excluded.
And also, like, look, we're talking about like really, especially being like non-binary and trans and the person you are as well, like you have this heightened worry about safety too. So like that will affect you in
it's
a way that
legit,
it just doesn't affect other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of I only really realised that in the past 6 months, that actually, like, sharing where you're going to be all the time online and, like, things like that.
Gina doesn't do that either.
Never do it.
I've, like, after hearing stories and kind of experiences from other people, I was like, okay, we need to really
get on this,
step up on this and not be as vocal or kind of, like, set boundaries with what I'm posting and also who's asking me to post things. Like there needs to be a kind of conversation between what's realistic for me and what they should expect from me.
Kind of thing. Also when you're talking about a brand and whatever that campaign was pulled, it's also sort of partly because whatever brand you're working with, they don't have people in their company that can mitigate against you accidentally or misinformedly making a mistake like that. Like, it's like when, you know, back in the day, and it's probably still, I don't know what it's like now, but like the magazine Cosmo did this article about Becky with the good hair.
Oh yeah.
And it was it was like a white girl called Becky saying about all the good hairstyles she's had. God. And it was because and I actually know the girl, she's very nice, but there's no one black in that office. So of course, so it's also very, very difficult. It's very much on you.
Yes.
If you make a mistake, everyone's like, but you made a mistake.
Like, you should know. And it's like, yeah, but everything's on me. That's the problem.
Yeah. And the more kind of, like it's a lot easier when you're not from it, like when you're not marginalized like that, because there are very few instances where I'm the spokesperson for every single white woman in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. Because what happened was,
God help them.
It almost set like a precedent that people then thought that that's what non-binary people think. Right. Like, that's what trans people think and support. And
because you're such a visible non-binary person, and there's not a lot of very high, and there hasn't been until now because of social media.
Yeah, and it's really jarring. That feeds quite nicely into the next one.
Hello. Which is a picture of a jar. No, I'm joking.
You made a jar friend.
Go on. Your next post is one you're proud of.
Yes.
I'm going to... So I've got two, but I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the TED, actually.
Yay!
Yes.
TED... my dear friend Ted, no, it's, this is a weird one because I literally, so this was the post that announced that I was at Ted, but I had just had a meeting with Mariam Pasha, who is the director of TEDx London Women, and she was like, you can post this now. And I was like, I don't think I can. And she was just like,
please do.
Post it. We need people to come. And I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, bye, Mariam. Mwah, 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 bye. And then went to the loo. And
just... So Jamie says, bye. Mwah, 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 bye. Oh, mwah, mwah, mwah. God, sorry.
And just like went and sat in the loo for so long that someone was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm trying to post a TED post.
Yeah. I mean, I'm having a big post. Leave me alone. And I just couldn't do it.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I think it's because I was scared, but also it's like as soon as you do something like that, there's expectation. I have imposter syndrome, which is kind of manageable, but what my biggest issue with posting like big things is I'm always worried that people are going to be like, yeah, but why are you doing it?
Oh, gosh, the ultimate, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, it's a very human thing, and it's compounded as well for you and the experiences you've had. Like, it's hard. Social media is hard, but it's harder for certain people, and it has been. And also, like, that, I think seeing that graphic of, like, TED, London Women, with your face on it and your name, like, it makes it so real. You're like, oh, shit, like, because I've looked up to those people and seen those people and been like, wow. So when you see yourself, you're like, oh, but I'm just tiny me. It was a piece of shit. Bye. Yeah. Like, it's so scary.
I'll go on stage, I'll wet myself, and then I'll leave. That's what I'll do.
And also, like, I'd never, like, at that point in time, everything that I was going to do seemed very unachievable, because I was like, how on God's earth am I going to do all of this stuff?
Yeah.
And like memorize the thing that I've never memorized before.
And do you know what?
And you did it.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
Me and Sam watched it at her house and cried on our sofa. It was brilliant. You did brilliantly well.
Yeah. Check it out.
It is all right.
Is it YouTube it's on?
Just YouTube?
It's on YouTube, or it's the link in my bio.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting at.
It's going to change anytime soon.
Well, I'm glad you picked that one.
Windust.
I'm glad you picked that one, because it's really like, it's good to be proud of those kind of things, those achievements, because it's hard sometimes.
It is very hard. So, we're going to now play Follow and Follow Block, which is not Shag, Marry, Kill, but is it? Yes.
Absolutely not.
But it's very much Follow and Follow Block.
Okay, so I have three, but I'm actually going to change one.
Is it people that I know?
Yeah.
Is it people you know?
Don't ask me questions.
You'll find out in like 5 seconds.
0.2 seconds.
I just know who it is.
Okay, so follow, unfollow, block with these three people. God. Kenny Ethan Jones, Florence Given, James A. Caster.
Can we say who these people are?
Yeah, Kenny Ethan Jones is a model, a writer, an activist. Florence Given is an artist, an illustrator. We know both Florence and Kenny, and we know that James.
I'm literally mortified.
Come on, you got to play it.
Follow, unfollow, block.
I'm going to block Kenny.
Oh!
Okay.
Because our friendship and relationship is based off of me taking the piss out of him.
Okay.
And calling him a dick all the time.
Ideal.
He'll love that because he's into that kind of thing.
It's like banter.
Yeah.
It's like lol,
but you can't
it?
Reply because you've been blocked. So that's the sort of banter that you're doing. Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah, and he's not single anymore, so.
True. What's the point?
Bye. I'm going to follow Florence because what's the point in having Instagram if you aren't?
That's a good point. Very, very that's, strong point.
And like her new hair is just too good to not see all the time.
True.
And that you're going to unfollowing.
I'm going to unfollow James purely because yesterday I saw him walking down the street holding hands with a woman. And I was very upset. But I obviously couldn't show that on my face because he would have seen and it'd been really awkward.
I think that's fair enough then.
No, look, that is good.
Don't tell him that.
Well, I mean, it's on the podcast.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. Thank you so much, Jamie.
It was all right.
It was all right. It was more than all right. And for the bits that you didn't see and to see Jamie's pictures that they showed us, head to the Might Delete Later Instagram channel at Might Delete Later Pood.
And also, please like and subscribe and go deep into your own grid and send your early posts and we'll repost our favourites. It's only fair because you've seen ours.
Yes.
And remember, have a think about your relationship with social media. Don't get too precious about it. Things change, people change. It's meant to be fun. It's your space. But if you do make a mistake and you're feeling a bit worried about it, it's fine. You might as well delete later.
Boom. Bye.
Bye.